I'm Steve Kathan. A solemn tribute today in Normandy, France, 80 years after the D-Day invasion by U.S.-led Allied forces that paved the way to victory in World War II. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Presidents, kings, and military brass did most of the speaking.
Distinguished guests, please rise if you are able.
But it was the veterans, most in wheelchairs, blankets over ancient knees, who were center stage. Most came home from war and led ordinary lives. Today's ceremonies, a reminder of the day 80 years ago, they did something extraordinary, saving the world for democracy.
The defendant in New York's Gilgo Beach murder case has now been charged with two additional killings dating back to 1993 and 2003. Rex Hoyerman is now accused in the deaths of six women. D.A. Raymond Tierney on the scientific evidence that came together.
The mitochondrial DNA profile developed from that male hair, and the profile developed from the defendant match specifically at a rate that would exclude 99.96% of the North American population.
Israel's military says a Gaza school that was targeted in a new attack was a Hamas stronghold. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab reports civilians were there.
Dazed, bloodied, and terrified, the survivors who were sheltering in the UN school when it was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. A CBS News team was at the Al-Aqsa Hospital in the central city of Deir al-Bala, where the remains of at least 30 people were also brought.
The widow of Hunter Biden's brother is testifying at his federal gun trial today. Hallie Biden said she found crack at her Delaware house and saw him using the drug. Wild scene in Livonia, Michigan yesterday during a violent storm.
I actually saw branches aloft, hundreds of pound branches aloft, and I said, this has got to be a tornado.
One death is blamed on the tornado. A tornado also did damage in parts of Maryland. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the word today on new SUV safety testing.
The latest crash tests from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety focus on large SUVs, finding the best-selling Chevrolet Tahoe and Ford Expedition fell short in several categories and underperformed in a front crash test more than 90% of new vehicles have scored well on since 2021. While the Jeep Wagoneer earned a top safety pick for its overall performance, in new tests focused on crash protections for rear seat passengers, none scored well. IIHS found all three showed a risk of chest injuries in a collision.
And checking Wall Street's, right now the Dow is up 37 points, the S&P is lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine's 8th District will need a new representative as Marcus West announced his resignation this week. He's moving outside the 8th District boundaries. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues, with the National Weather Service saying that the river near New Munster is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. That's the flood stage. A Franklin meatpacking operation is shutting down and laying off 70 workers. Strauss Brands has announced plans to move beef operations to Mundelein. The Racine County Roundabout project near Burlington continues to face delays. The start date at Highways J and 11 has now been pushed back to June 17th. Gateway Technical College has once again been recognized as a military-friendly school. They've been getting that award for more than a decade. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of Westridge and Jefferson Lighthouse Schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. Westridge Elementary says goodbye with an event this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys, and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN weather.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Sometimes. WRJM with local news and timeless hits and D-Day. 80 years ago today, June 6, 2024. Those things I don't think are taught in school anymore. Turning point of World War II. God bless our veterans then and now.
Drop your silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play. My green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before. Money feeds my music machine. Rain Tambourine.
Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. Different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match yet. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city. Da-da-da.
hello to Mary Lou. She belongs to me. And I sang a song about a honky-tonk. It was time to leave, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Someone opened up a closet door, and out stepped Johnny B. Goode, playing guitar like a ringing a bell, and looking like he should. You gotta play at garden parties. Wish you a lot of luck. But if memories were all I sang, I'd rather drive a truck. But it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. La-da-da.
Rick Nelson and the Stone Canyon Band, Garden Party, based on a true life incident that happened in New York. Already local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Rick thought that everybody was booing him, and they weren't. And all these famous people were there. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Bob Dylan hiding out in the corner, all those people. But what a fantastic tune, Garden Party. His death was just ridiculous. And it was not them freebasing, by the way. It was a cheap plane. Cheap plane caught on fire. It was the heater, I think, in the plane. And they did not get out alive, which is really, really sad. New Year's Eve in 85. It was 85 or 86. Good Lord, I'm getting old. I think it was 86 to be. New Year's. Oh, this could go on for an hour. I'm so much fun to be with at a party. Not.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
All right, I just checked it. It was New Year's Eve.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It was New Year's Eve 1985. Sorry about that. And next hour is your next chance to win at 1 o'clock right here on WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And timeless hits, WRJN, tell a friend. Gorgeous weather out there this afternoon. The highs will be in the 50s, 73 right now, and Three Dog Night.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel? No.
down there, looking up and out my way. Come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry.
Sakes. Question mark of the Mysterians. 96 Tears on WRJM Local News, Timeless Hits. And my buddy Rick is in here. Rick does our sales and Rick brings in the Best Buys. Huge, huge Best Buy, a very special one. Particularly the fact that we're both eating potato chips is one that we should really check out tomorrow.
Well, I'm holding off on the potato chips right now. I just had a delicious meatball bomber from Lee's Deli.
And they were on sale yesterday.
50% off. Yeah, 50% off yesterday. With the big deals, gift certificates, WRJM big deal of the day. So if you're still hungry, if you haven't had lunch yet, I tell you what, go down to Lee's Deli, go see Nate, tell him that WRJN sent you. So that was the big deal of the day yesterday. However, for tomorrow, what we're doing, 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. So they help you transform your body and lifestyle with their on-ramp program. So what we're doing is for tomorrow, WRJN big deal of the day, you can get a $200 on-ramp program gift certificate from WRJN Big Deals for just $100.
Oh, that's a cool deal.
All you have to do, go to WRJN.com tomorrow, click on the Big Deals tab, and you'll receive immediately that 50% savings. But also, if you don't want to wait until tomorrow, you can look and see what else we have in the WRJN Big Deals storefront. So Lee's Deli, I already mentioned.
With the meatball bomber today was a special.
Oh, that was that's every Thursday. Mm. Also, the Peach Cobbler Factory. We have the Lanes on 20. I mean, we got so many great deals in there. So make sure you go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and see what we have in the storefront. There's always something new popping up.
The Big Deals tab, don't do summer without it.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Fox River flood watch in Kenosha County continues. The National Weather Service says the river near New Munster was 2 feet below flood stage this morning, but is expected to rise to 11 feet by tomorrow morning. Racine's 8th Aldermanic District is set to undergo a change in leadership. During a common council meeting this week, Marcus West, the alderman representing the district for the past 4 years, offered his resignation. West told the council he's resigning because he's moving out of the 8th District. Investigators across the state line are trying to figure out why a house exploded Tuesday night, with one person found dead in the rubble. It happened in Lake Zurich. First responders showed up to find the home completely leveled and the body of a man in the debris. It's believed the 77-year-old that lived in the home died. As Racine Unified prepares for the merger of Westridge and Jefferson Lighthouse Schools, both buildings are hosting farewell events this week. Westridge Elementary will bid adieu with an event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse School's farewell celebration is a PTA-sponsored carnival. That'll take place Saturday starting at 10. The schools are joining Starbuck for the next academic school year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Stole my heart, but I love you anyway. tenderness, like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Down on my knees for you.
When you see me shed a tear,
News and timeless hits, WRJN and Everly Brothers. And, you know, we think some of our famous idols just get through life with no issues and just further proof that, well, we're all equal in a sense. Comedian Carol Burnett, you think would have this wonderful life. Loved watching her. My grandma and me really bonded over watching her every Saturday night. And she's gone through heck with a couple of her three daughters who involved in drugs and that. And still is. She's 91 years old and she had to get guardianship over her daughter, Erin, her youngest daughter, for her grandson because of Erin's drug use, although they are working with Erin to, at some point, be able to reconnect with her son. So they've granted her at least one lunch date supervised with her teenage son. So even Carol Burnett has got family issues.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like Skee Ball, made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of Skee Ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee Ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the Skee Ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits and our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest today at 1, just a few minutes away. Just a heads up. Get your head up. Come on, get your head up. Get you ready to do this song. It's karaoke time, people. Come on. This one's for you, Bob.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
Hits and the Zombies. You know, they got an album out last year, still recording, called Different Game. Bigger hit in UK.
And that she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm, tell her no.